Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. But before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Conrad Reinker. If you're tired of being told that leadership is toxic, then his book, Winston Churchill, Manly Leadership, Courage, and Eloquence, shows you why Churchill's old-school toughness still matters. You'll learn how courage is built through action, how modern leadership training is designed to make followers and not leaders. If you want to lead with strength and conviction, not weakness and apologies, then check out Winston Churchill, Manly Leadership, Courage, and Eloquence. Available now on Amazon and Google Play Books, as well as Spotify. Links are in the description. And now on with the memes. Number one here is proof that men going their own way is growing. In 2010, 31% of relationship advice on Reddit was to end your relationship when you ask for advice. Today it's almost 50%. Maybe this is because women make up more of the users and women tell other women to break up with good men because they're competing with those same ladies. This is why it's better if you do choose to date a woman to make sure she doesn't have any single friends. Unless, of course, secretly you want to get together with her friend instead. Moving on, maybe women need to also stop obsessing over their looks because men are willing to sleep with a sock. I guess now we know why they always go missing in the dryer. Because they never made it in there in the first place. Women don't obsess over their looks because of men, but because of intersexual competition. And they're trying to outcompete each other for the very few quality men out there. Men compete with each other over money, looks, and status. Women only compete mostly with regards to looks. Number three, in 2010, a Nigerian couple living in London had this white, blonde, and blue-eyed baby. And they called it the miracle baby. Shouldn't it be a cursed baby because it's white and will have to live its life out with white guilt? I guess that's not a thing over there in Nigeria. The females in the family from this picture know why the kid is white, but they will let the male smile and be happy and have no clue that there's a good chance she cheated. Up next, name something that's become so expensive it's no longer worth it. How about new cars, Disneyland in Las Vegas? McDonald's is also way too much. Concerts from big musicians, college, house insurance in Florida, and streaming. Not to mention housing and food. Of course, everything is increasingly not worth it because inflation is destroying the economy. We're in an economy where you will either be able to afford everything, or you won't be able to afford anything. Number five, the Pope says that it's possible for Christians to live together with Muslims, and that we can be friends. It's not possible in the long run. This guy seriously needs to read his history. Is this suicidal empathy, perhaps? Is he just gaslighting people, or has some sort of agenda? Or is he just ignorant of the issue? Someone needs to show him this picture of Muslims living in Christian countries versus Christians living in Muslim ones. Moving on, here's something I didn't expect. The teen girls around the world are seeing a surge in mustache growth. Why do you suppose that is? Is it the alphabet mafia and those teenage girls are really teenage boys in disguise? But then that wouldn't be around the world, just in the West. Maybe it's all those trans men out there that are talking to doctors about how to groom their stashes. Your guess is as good as mine as to what's happening. Number 7, imagine explaining to somebody in the 1950s that you're charging your doorbell with your couch. They would be more pissed off that we don't have flying cars yet. Actually, we do, but they're just in Dubai. I don't agree with couches full of wires because it's just more stuff to break down. The same as I don't agree with screens in cars because they also tend to break down. Couches and cars from the 1950s will still work fine in another 20 years. Couches and cars from today won't. Up next, which would you choose? $5 million or to marry your crush? Considering this is a red pill channel, it's obvious. Money, please. Besides, marrying your crush is risky because of divorce rape and all that comes with it. Also, when you get $5 million, suddenly you'll have a lot of crushes crushing on you. Unfortunately, most of them will just be gold diggers. The bottom line is only stupid people would marry their crush. Number 9, here's a woman playing the part of the female chameleon, claiming that it's better to be far right than to be far wrong. Don't those pigtails attached to a somewhat looking natural hair color just scream, give me a chance to you? She's competing with other women out there for some of the cuckservative chads out there, and she's trying to look and sound wholesome, and as if she shares traditional men's value system too. Women will say anything they have to get commitment from a high-quality man. Moving on, here's a woman that's pure evil. She ended her boyfriend's son because she wanted a child of her own. She was also a Georgia beauty queen, but all I see is a fat, lazy bumpkin. I'm definitely not going to be planning a trip down to Donaldsonville. I wouldn't be surprised if they found a way to release her from prison early in another 10 years. Women just don't face the same amount of prison time in the justice system. about 40% as much when censing. Number 11, this person says it sucks being born in America because there's no national identity. Have they driven across the country and met up with the locals? America's culture and identity is like water. When you're in it, you don't even notice it. The Western way of life with cars, smartphones, and the internet is all American culture. Suburbia is American culture too. Sure, it's bad, but it doesn't mean that it's not a national identity. Where do these people come from? Up next, if you're in Canada, do you remember the old Canadian Tire money? And the funny part is, it's now worth more than the current Canadian currency. Back in the day, when you spent 10 bucks there, you'd get one Canadian Tire dollar. But today, with their Triangle Rewards program, you get $2 for every $400 you spend. If you have some of them lying around, then you can still cash them. But don't bother, because they're worth more as collector's items at this point. Number 13, imagine if this is your wife and Shaq surprised her with a visit and she said in her social media post that her favorite guy was back in town. Imagine how you'd feel as a husband, unless of course you're a cuck, then you'd be ecstatic. If I really wanted to piss off my wife, I'd show her this picture of Shaq standing next to Robert Wadlow, the tallest man who ever lived. Shaq is 7'1" and Wadlow is 8'11". The ladies must have loved them. Moving on, women are alpha widows, all of them. This one's going on a fancy date with a good man, but she still can't help but obsess over that one F-boy that got away, and doesn't even think about her anymore. Once they've had the best, they won't settle for the rest. The tragedy is that there'll always be another sucker of a man to try and settle down with a woman like this. She won't respect him, and she won't be turned on by him, and she'll leave him 5 to 10 years later for cash and prizes. Number 15, why are male feminists like this believing that if only they agree with women enough, that they will touch their pee-pees? The funny thing is, this isn't just male feminists, but most male liberals as well. I've seen guys like this at feminist slut walks before, as well as trying to disrupt men's rights meeting, and there were a lot of them there. They only join the cause to get laid, and even the land whales at such events don't want them. Up next, Iraq passes a law lowering the legal age of marriage for girls from 18 to 9, and it causes outrage. Outrage by who? Certainly not Muslims, because the Prophet married at 9, so why shouldn't they? But then again, I think that this is just rage bait. Iraq has a personal status law that keeps minimum age for marriage at 18 or 15 with judicial approval. But if the law was changed out to 9 in the boonies, then I wouldn't really be shocked by it. Number 17, name something you had in 1991 but not in 2025. Peace and hope for the future. The Soviet Union had just collapsed and we could finally relax. Today I feel a lot of anxiety by what's going on in our society. Other things we had back then were also real friends and patriotism. We had normal-looking women in the West, and not those that are covered in tattoos, nose piercings, in the middle of their nose, purple hair, and 50-plus notch counts. Moving on, what's your opinion of people still wearing masks in 2025? I think they're either criminals or morons. There's also the other option that they're sick or have a compromised immune system. But the ones wearing them while driving are definitely morons. An N95 mask helps prevent most of these illnesses. Unfortunately, most people don't have them. I had them at the beginning of the pandemic when I thought that COVID was worse than it actually turned out to be. Number 19, people say that the enrichment gang here sucks the welfare systems of the Western states dry, while outbreeding to become the majority, and eventually demand their own laws and to take over. Sure, but what happens when the welfare state collapses in the next 5 to 10 years? What then? I'm thinking they'll have enough of their people in office by then, and they'll just loot what's left from the boomers. And it's probably the liberal boomers' fault for that, because they're worried that they might actually say something to offend them. Up next, here's one of those liberal boomers, and she's the president of Ireland, and says that we should offer our hand out in friendship with migrants. The people of Ireland are cooked because they voted for this instead of Conor McGregor. They get what they deserve. That includes more crime, a low-trust society, disease, cousin marriage, and the pressure on social housing through things like welfare. I can only hope that enrichment reaches her door one day. Number 21, here's a football player and there's one of his fans on the left leaning into him and his wife in the second photo, and she's clearly leaning away from him. Looks like he should have married the fan instead of his wife, because it doesn't look like she respects him or is turned on by him enough, even though he has money and status. Without that, he's just a short incel, and once he retires, that's probably when she's going to divorce him and take that cash too. Moving on, and speaking of incels, here's some photos proving that female incels don't exist. That every woman out there can get a man to call her own no matter how homely she looks. The second one reminds you of the Brain from Pinky and the Brain. These guys don't look so bad, so this is just a prime example of hoeflation action. I guess that when you have a vagina, your survival is all but guaranteed. I was trying to sleep when I saw this post and it scared me. Number 23, here's one graphic illustrating why Gen Z and millennials are bitter towards boomers. It's the price-to-income ratio of housing. In 1985, it took 3 years' salary to buy a house, and today it takes 5.8 years. If you think it's bad in America and Canada, it's somewhere between 8 and 12 years' annual income. If things continue the way that they've been going, then this is going to be our average million-dollar house in 2050. Up next, if you remember what film this is from, then you're an OG. Sweet Chuck doesn't look like he's aged all that much from the 80s, while I barely recognize Bobcat Goldthwait. Even still, he looks like someone you could go out for drinks with. This picture is so iconic that I get the feeling that I can also hear it too. I love the old Police Academy films, and they were filmed near me. And they were amazing movies for many reasons. Here are a couple of them. Number 25 and the last one, why are they together? Did he scam his way into her heart with the promise of money? Or did he just marry Lisa to get a visa? But to be honest, he can have her because she doesn't look all that attractive with that butterface. Imagine what she's going to look like when she wipes all that fake up off. But he'll probably have a much better life with her than an Indian wife who will get all hysterical at him, nagging and trying to wreck his life. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.